The Chinese communists under Mao pursued the Chinese way. The Russians under Stalin followed their own version of communism in one state. But we are still comfortable observing that they were both communist nations. Hitler wanted to wipe out the Jews. Mussolini wanted no such thing. And yet we are comfortable calling them both fascists. Liberal fascists don't want to mimic generic fascists or communists in myriad ways, but they share a sweeping vision of social justice and community and the need for the state to realize that vision. In short, collectivists of all stripes share the same totalitarian temptation to create a politics of meaning. What differs between them, and this is the most crucial difference of all, is how they act upon that temptation. The First Lady of Liberal Fascism. When Bill Clinton was elected president, his wife arrived in Washington as arguably the most powerful unelected and unappointed social reformer since Eleanor Roosevelt. She admitted to the Washington Post that she'd always had a burning desire to make the world better for everybody. She had had this desire ever since the days when Don Jones showed her that the poor and oppressed didn't have it as good as she did. And for Hillary, healing the social discord required power. My sense of Hillary is that she realizes absolutely the truth of the human condition, which is that you cannot depend on the basic nature of man to be good, and you cannot depend entirely on moral suasion to make it good, Jones told Michael Kelly. You have to use power, and there's nothing wrong with wielding power in the pursuit of policies that will add to the human good. I think Hillary knows this. She is very much the sort of Christian who understands that the use of power to achieve social good is legitimate. The echoes of Alinsky are obvious. Less obvious are the questions of who determines what the social good should be, and by what means it should be achieved. But Hillary didn't frame her mission in overtly Christian terms, save, perhaps, when speaking to avowedly Christian audiences. Instead, she fashioned the quintessential expression of liberal fascism in modern times, the politics of meaning. Now, when I say that the politics of meaning and Hillary Clinton's ideas in general are fascist, I must again be clear that they are not evil. Nor do they sound fascist to modern ears. Indeed, that is the whole point. Today, we equate fascism with militaristic language and racism, but war in the late 19th and early 20th centuries provided a great many of the metaphors for political discourse and for everyday conversation in general. So many of these words and phrases are part of the vernacular today that we don't even realize their roots in battle and blood, entrenched positions, storm fronts, hotshot, and so on. Liberal fascism isn't militaristic, but the same passions that prompted progressives to talk in terms of industrial armies and going over the top for the Blue Eagle lurk beneath today's liberal rhetoric.